up next, I'll be talking with Jason Edmonds. I really enjoyed the Magic Castle's debut CD from 2007 called The Lore of Mysticore, and things have only gotten better with their new CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. And from that album, this is Country Store on Center Stage in Minnesota. Magic Castles are a psychedelic pop band out of Minneapolis. Their 2007 debut release, The Lore of Mysticore, was a self-produced and released dirge into psychedelic rock, floating out at the limits of musical space. And I'm glad to say nothing has been lost with their sophomore release, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. Jason Edmonds is here to talk about it. He's singer and songwriter with the Magic Castles. Welcome back to Center Stage Minnesota.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks for having me.
You play guitar too, right?
That's right, yeah.
I know that you're originally from Bemidji. Are there some other northern Minnesota connections in the Magic Castles?
There are. Paul Fugelsted is also from Bemidji. He plays bass. And Noah Skogerbo, some good Scandinavian names here, where he's also from Bemidji. And he plays keyboards and sings backup vocals.
The new CD seems to be a little more focused than last time around, but just in general, tell me about Dreams of Dreams of Dreams.
Well, it was a pretty exciting record to make. The biggest difference between the two, we lost our original drummer in between when the Lore of Mysticore was recorded and when it was released. So Matt Van Genderen is the new drummer, and he brings his whole timekeeping abilities with it. The whole thing tightened up quite a bit. I noticed that the most when I listened to it. Otherwise, the other big difference between the two is this one was recorded by Tom Herbers. He does Low and Andrew Bird records. He recorded on 2-inch tape, which makes a big difference to go all analog with the recording.
The next song we're going to hear from Dreams of Dreams of Dreams is Letterbox. And tell me about this tune.
Well, this is another love song with Country Store. We have some infidelity going on, and this is a song It's written by Jeremiah Doreen, who's the second guitar player. He's an incredible songwriter and really started to come into his own thing here. And so this is hopefully an upcoming Magic Castles records. His songwriting is more present, but we're starting to build a nice collaboration here. And so Letterbox is sort of a love song from Jeremiah Doreen.
I am talking with Jason Edmonds of the Magic Castles, and from their new CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, this is Letterbox. That was Letterbox from Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, the brand new sophomore release from the Magic Castles. I am talking with Jason Edmonds. The band has a very unique style and sound, which is even more defined with this new CD. What draws you to psychedelic music?
Well, I kind of grew up listening to it, and I don't know what it is that draws me to it. Maybe it's that I'm just unable to do anything different. You know, it's always been very comfortable. When I was in seventh grade, I got obsessed with Pink Floyd and listened to their earliest records with Syd Barrett all the time. You know, going through my dad's records as a kid, you know, it was always the psychedelic ones from, like, Rolling Stones, their Satanic Majesty's Request, like with the hologram album cover and bright colors and stuff. Always, you know, where of course, as a kid, those are the ones that you pull out and listen to. And somehow all of that has just stuck with me. And, you know, I've just always been kind of like a record collector and like trying to find lost psychedelic gems and listening to a lot of old music, but also being influenced by a lot of new music.
The sound of the album, it fluctuates up and down a lot. There's a real good variety to the music. The next song we're going to hear is Paint Your Face, which is kind of one of the more upbeat ones.
Yeah.
And what would you say about this song?
Well, this may be my like only social commentary song. It's kind of about the disgusting nightlife in Minneapolis. If you go downtown and late at night, and there's just people like, you know, it's supposed to sound kind of herky-jerky, like a puppet, you know, gone crazy. So that's kind of what the idea is there. It's also kind of about what people are willing to sacrifice for just like one night of memories.
I'm talking with Jason Edmonds of the Magic Castles, and from their new CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, this is Paint Your Face on Center Stage Minnesota.
Dreams all day before the sun go down. Paints her face and she heads downtown. Going out on the town tonight. And she won't stop until she feels alright. And she dances and she dances. She dances, she dances.
That was Paint Your Face from the Magic Castle's brand new CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. I'm talking with Jason Edmonds. He's from Bemidji. The band is out of Minneapolis, and this is their sophomore release. So why do you create music?
Because I can't help it. It's kind of like those old movies or something where the guy's got a filling in his tooth and it's transmitting radio and he can't get the song out of his head. That's the sort of thing. The other thing is that, number one, I've always been just a big fan of music and music in general and a lot of various kinds of music. And I've taken so much from the artist community in Minneapolis and St. Paul and elsewhere. And I've just, all my life, feel like I'm just being surrounded by such awesome artists. And I just had a real desire a few years ago to give back into that pool of art in a meaningful way. And it's a real blessing to be able to do it with Magic Castles.
So where does inspiration strike you from? Where does a song idea come from?
Well, a lot of the inspiration comes from my kids. I have three kids now, and I need that real stable home life. You know, I'm kind of a homebody, and I sit around and play guitar a lot. But other things are like more just, it depends, you know, whether it's another band or a topic or Tolkien books or something. But a lot of the inspiration is just like ideas, like dreams and memories, and all of your dreams that you remember are just memories, and all of the memories you have are just dreams. And so this record kind of has that theme, like almost every song is about either a memory or a dream of something.
Is there a memory or a dream or any kind of story to the song Mountains of Snow?
Well, Mountains of Snow is kind of, obviously growing up in Minnesota, but it's kind of symbolism for the pain of life and like in the battle against, are you going to get buried under the snow or are you going to dig your way out? Or is it Fountains of Sun or is it Mountains of Snow? And it goes back and forth. It's always one or the other. It's kind of like with the seasons, you can draw a lot from that and like add it. You can make all of your analogies or whatever from that.
From the Magic Castle's sophomore release, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. This is Mountains of Snow on Center Stage, Minnesota. That was Mountains of Snow from the Magic Castle's new CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. I am talking with Jason Edmonds. He writes, sings, and plays guitar with the Magic Castles. You've got some handcrafted artwork again. Tell me about this album cover.
Man, well, I have some good friends down here who are amazing artists. Jeff Siemens is the screen printer who printed it. She did an amazing job. She's a poster maker, and she's also the bass player in the local band Best Friends Forever. Quite the talented person. Other friends of ours, Crystal Quinn and Aaron Anderson, they drew the art. Not Aaron Anderson from Bemidji, but Aaron Anderson from Minneapolis. He did the art. You know, I just am so pleased with how it went, how it turned out. It's just a situation of being good friends with these people and loving everything that they do. They really have, like, the Midas touch. And I just said, you know, will you do the art again for this album? They did the art for Laura Miscore, too. And I didn't tell them what to do. I didn't look at it. I didn't see it until it was done. And when they brought it over, I was very happy. So that's really cool to kind of have that community and to be able to get a lot of people involved, you know, getting Tom Herbers involved and giving him work and then giving these artists an opportunity to do some really cool printing and stuff. So it's a lot of fun.
I am talking with Jason Edmonds of the Magic Castles about their new CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about this record?
You can get it in record stores in Minneapolis and St. Paul, or you can also find it on iTunes and Amazon.com and those things if you're more internet savvy.
If you get it through Amazon, are you still getting an actual hard copy or is it a digital download?
No, it's just digital download. You don't get the sweet handmade art. Could I also say hi to my daughter, Maya, and to my son, Jonah, who are up in Turtle River right now?
Yeah. I think my favorite, it's always risky picking a favorite song. I think my favorite song off this new CD is Silver Moonlight, Golden Thread. And I'd like to hear what you have to say about this song.
Yeah, this is another song about dreams, and it's about kids. It's about my kids or my own childhood or just childhood in general of how, you know, you have a dream of something and it gets ruined as you get older. Then for some reason you have this, like, you're afraid to dream unimportant things and think about things that are unimportant, or it seems like there's that pressure on you to leave all that behind. And that's a song that's about being true to yourself and being yourself and not feeling pressure to change.
I am talking with Jason Edmonds of the Magic Castles about their sophomore release, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. And Jason, thank you very much for joining me on Center Stage Minnesota again.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. It's been fun.
And from Dreams of Dreams of Dreams, this is Silver Moonlight, Golden Thread on Center Stage Minnesota.
Thank you.
from the Magic Castle's Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. That was Silver Moonlight Golden Thread from their limited edition self-produced CD, Dreams of Dreams of Dreams. And thank you very much again to Jason Edmonds for joining me again on Center Stage Minnesota.